Tantor Audio presents Bodyguard by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. The store's owner had short and sassy black hair with a few red streaks, a compact but curvy body, and a fine line tattoo peeking over the collar of her shirt. Her blue eyes, right now, were wide as she contemplated the gun barrel aimed across the counter at her. Ronan ducked his huge bulk back down behind the aisle partition, where he'd been crouching to examine merchandise on the bottom shelf. The robber hadn't noted Ronan, who'd come in to do some late-night shopping, almost hidden at the back of the SoCo novelty store. Ronan was willing to bet that the store's owner, Elizabeth, didn't remember at the moment that he was there either. It was just the three of them on this Friday night. Elizabeth, the robber with the gun, and Ronan, who started making his way noiselessly toward the front counter. Ronan didn't dare charge while the gun was almost against Elizabeth's nose. One wrong move, one sound, and Elizabeth was dead.
Wait for it.
The robber wasn't much more than a kid, maybe 20, as humans figured age. Would be still a cub if he were Shifter. Humans couldn't control their young, Ronan thought in disgust. He'd have taken down any cub that even contemplated carrying a gun, let alone robbing a store. Elizabeth had her hands flat on the counter. Ronan smelled her fear, but also her rage. This was one of the few stores that allowed shifters inside it, so Ronan knew a little bit about her from the shifters who regularly shopped here. The human woman, Elizabeth Chapman, owned this store and worked it with her younger sister, Mabel. The store and the money in it were all they had.
Just stall him, sweetie. Don't do anything stupid.
The man put a shoulder bag on the counter.
Put the money in there, all of it.
I only have about $200. Elizabeth's voice was shaky, but Ronan heard the desperate edge to it. She was going to try to bluff him.
I didn't ask you how much you had, bitch. I said put it in the bag. Then we'll check your safe. Give him the cash.
Ronan willed silently.
Lead him back here.
I already made the night's deposits, Elizabeth said.
Don't lie to me, chica. I know when you make your deposits. I've been watching you. Now put the cash in the bag.
Ronan sensed Elizabeth's pounding heart, scented her fear sharpening over the oily smell of the arrogant young man. The kid wasn't wearing a mask or keeping out of sight of the store's cameras. That meant he didn't care if Elizabeth would be able to identify him later, which meant that either he was overconfident, or he meant to kill her and be long gone before any cops arrived.
Not gonna happen.
Ronan heard rustling as Elizabeth put the cash in the shoulder bag.
That's it, Elizabeth said. See?
Open the damn safe.
It isn't out here. It's in the back, in the office.
So we go in the back.
Elizabeth made a little sound of pain, and Ronan knew the man had grabbed her. His blood boiled, the shifter in him wanting the kill, and he almost came up roaring.
Not yet. Not yet.
But the bastard would pay for hurting her. Elizabeth and her robber went by the end of the aisle, the guy carrying his shoulder bag, his gun shoved into Elizabeth's side. The look on Elizabeth's face was blank, resigned. She thought she was about to die. She didn't look around at the faint sound of Ronan shucking his jeans, never turned her head to spy him in the shadows, ready to shift. The robber kept his gaze straight ahead, focused on the office door and the potential money behind it. Elizabeth fumbled with her keys, unlocked the door and opened it. The lights were off. The robber shoved Elizabeth inside in front of him and let go of her long enough to reach for the light switch.
That's my cue.
Ronan shifted and charged. Elizabeth heard a small sound, then felt a rush of air as something huge barreled at her in deadly silence. She saw a giant face, a massive ruff of fur, an open maw, a collar around a gigantic neck, and wide dark eyes with murder in them. The robber, a young man with black hair and dark eyes, still had his hand on the light switch. In the next instant, the door frame and wall around it splintered, and the robber found himself knocked to the floor with a Kodiak.